Joining us now is actually a gentleman by the name, or goes by the moniker of Mr. Health Insurance, Mark Gerda, who's the president of Castle Group Health. And he's, we wanted to bring him in too because there's, last week we kind of ran into this thing with our friend Lauren Cohn, who's been subject to the abuse, as she would like to call it, the Obama healthcare exchange here in Illinois. And we know healthcare is changing rapidly and everybody's kind of got one way or another, they see it. And I wanted to bring you in to, just to give us your take on the future of healthcare, especially within in light of this Amazon deal that might be coming to a computer near you for healthcare. And so, Mark, I really want to start with, what do you think of what's happening in Illinois? I mean, is Illinois' health insurance system in peril, as it seems to be, and from my point of view, because I see a lot of companies are leaving, a lot of people are struggling. My better half, Christine, she had trouble finding health insurance until she got a job from a company that would pay her a decent wage. So where do we stand here in Illinois?
So each state is a little bit different, and Illinois is probably on the lower end of being bad, but it's by far not the worst state out there. When you look at insurance, you have to look at it as a three-headed animal. You have Medicare, Medicaid, and the private sector. And I believe that the Affordable Care Act was an outstanding effort at trying to fix the runaway private sector health costs that started out this century from 2000 till 2010. I happen to sort of vindicate Nancy Pelosi when she made that statement back in 2010, saying we had to pass it to find out what was in it. I think what she really was saying is, look, we have to pass this and then make adjustments. I am not an apologist for the ACA. I absolutely believe that the law is an over. It's a giant balloon of taxes and regulations that cost a lot of money and provide not enough people the benefits. When you were talking about the problem in getting care or the value here in Illinois, you're talking about the private sector having access to providers. Here in the Chicago area, you cannot buy at any cost an individual health plan, a PPO, that would allow you to go to Rush or Northwestern or Advocate. These are huge systems. As carriers have disappeared from the Illinois market, I believe we had 8 or 9 offering individual coverage back in 2014. Now you're talking about 3, but really only 1. You've got Blue Cross, which offers a PPO and a couple of different HMOs, and then you've got Cigna and AM Better that offer narrow network HMOs. So it's the access to providers, not necessarily the access to insurance, that is a significant problem for the individual or those without group insurance.
What are some of them supposed to do? Because those of us who have insurance, who have jobs, have insurance. But, you know, I'm looking in my friend's eyes and she doesn't have, and, you know, she has bad insurance. She can't get into a good hospital. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I don't want to sound like a Bernie bro, okay? Or, you know, God forbid, one of those Obama people loving the ACA, but still, I'm thinking, what are they supposed to do, man?
Yeah, and I think you brought up the Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, J.P. Morgan triumvirate, another three-headed giant monster of successful businesses that have now come out and publicly said they're going to try and find an efficiency. I think they'll have trouble being a disruptor in the system, but I think what's happening, and you're seeing it both in the Republicans and the Democrats, I see both parties now coming to the conclusion that the Affordable Care Act and the time bomb that exists in it for Medicare funding from the federal government, that that a revamp is needed. And so, again, take a look at those three sectors, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. The private insurance area, especially in those smaller areas, floundering. And everyone in private insurance is paying much more. Let me give you a sort of a little relative simile here. Everyone gets those 20% coupons from Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, if everybody used those coupons all the time, Bed Bath & Beyond wouldn't exist. Medicare and Medicaid get discounted care. As those rolls increase at discounted care, the burden of cost to drive what is new drugs, new technology, higher cost, oversupply of every hospital needing to have every machine, that's falling to the private sector. If you look at both Chris Kennedy and J.B. Pritzker's plan, they're saying, come on, let's get the private sector into the buy Medicaid for all type of thing, or Bernie Sanders saying buy Medicare. You're right. In Illinois, if you're an individual, your access to providers is limited. And the Affordable Care Act did a great job, I think, for those between 125% of poverty and 200%. But the cost to the rest of the sector has been unbalanced and needs a significant adjustment.
Well, and what's the adjustment? I mean, how do we fix something like that in a state like Illinois?
Well, I don't think the problem with fixing something on a state basis is like the argument of raising sales tax or specific sin taxes, because people jump over the state lines. If indeed Illinois tried to do something, that doesn't mean that Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, or Missouri would. And so you would then drive competition across state lines. I believe the solution has to be federal. I think, you know, and I want to just tell the audience, I think the private healthcare system, that third tier of private system where all the profit and where everything comes out that drives innovation, I think that should have been addressed. And everyone right now, I think, is trying to move into the other two groups. What eventually I think needs to happen is some sort of massive expansion of the VA on a federal level that drafts in the Medicaid from all the other states. I don't think this can be solved on a state level. It will always go down to the lowest common denominator. The Trump plans for allowing insurance over state lines, again, you're going to just drive out who still exists down to the lowest common denominator. That's a predictable outcome. I wish I had a great answer, but there's all this forensic evidence that's going on around us that tells us that the Affordable Care Act, as it stands, is not a sustainable entity. And it's up for debate how it's going to be redirected. Well, I'm sure it'll be kicked the can down the road.
If you're a young person, you know, those of us who are old will die as, you know, maybe you don't need death panels like Zeke Emanuel, but it'll be, you can't get coverage or something, and that'll do the trick for a lot of us. But for, you know, the 20-somethings, 22, you know, millennials, young people, they're looking forward to what? State, a national, what you're describing is nationalized health care.
Well, what I'm describing
I have to go to Mike Madigan. You know, if I need that hip, I got to go to Mike Madigan to get, hey, Mike, can you see if I could get, can you get me, you know, farther ahead in line?
Yes and no. I think that you need a federal plan to help those that are less fortunate. I believe the ACA failed those on the lower scale. It failed at many levels. If indeed you were looking strictly at need, you talk about those that have need, and what we're addressing is insurance. How insurance has state, and look, this is my industry and this is how I make my living, but I think they've overreached and I think they've done the public a disservice. I do not know why a federal system to care for those that are unable to care for themselves wouldn't be laid out. It would be a far more effective system to let private business generate profit and innovation while letting the public sector take over on those that are unable to care for themselves. Now, both Chris Kennedy's and J.B. Pritzker's health plan are kick-the-can-down-the-road solutions, and it will drive up the cost in Illinois for those that are paying for insurance. But for those on the lower end, it will actually lower the cost. I think a federal system would be a better way, because the ACA is never going away. At this point, the subsidized healthcare system is too ingrained. If indeed the ACA were, the last chance was last year. If it happened a year from now and they actually got rid of these subsidies, you would have a significant problem in the healthcare system with maybe as many as 50 or 60 million people uninsured. That's unacceptable. You can't have 20% of your population walking around at risk and not paying into the system somehow. I don't have the answer. I'm just looking at the forensic points that tell me that both, whether you're left or right or center, there is a common agreement that didn't exist 18 months ago that the Affordable Care Act, as it stands, is not sustainable.
Mark Gerda, thanks so much. I appreciate the insight on that. That's a great analysis of a super complex issue that I couldn't even begin to wrap my head around.
Very clear. Very clear and concise. Thank you, Mark. And
well, thanks for having me on, guys.
My only observation is that anyone over 70, 10 years from now, will be turned into crackers. Because that's probably the only way.
They're well, people. That would be me.
Soylent Green, my friend. That's our future.
All right.
See you, Mark. Thank you.
And Mark, if we want to learn more,
MrHealthInsurance.com or HealthInsure, I-N-S-U-R-E, .com.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.